And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Mexa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're celebrating 25 years on the air. Yes, indeed. 25 years ago. Well, it was September the 8th, but it was the second Sunday in 1991 we started Let's Talk Hookup at a little station up in North San Diego County called KCEO, and then moved it down to the big boys down here, and here we are.
That's
still
awesome,
here,
man.
Talking fishing on the radio,
years.
And one of the guys that's been here for 24 and a half of them, Mark Mills, formerly with many other places, is now with Daiwa.
Yeah, many other places.
So. but originally he was there at Dana Moore Sport Fishing, but now he's not.
None of them were bad. It was just an opportunity. Things change in life, you know.
Good, man.
25 years.
And we're really glad that he's right here in Southern California with Daiwa here.
I've been here the longest.
The longest.
Yeah, and consistent there.
Yes,
so, yeah.
That's what we need.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why we call him Mr. Excitement here, having a great time. And he brought in a phenomenal prize to give away for our anniversary.
Unreal. And so cool to Mark. And thanks to Daiwa and everybody for giving away such a rad prize today. One lucky caller at the end of the show, if you didn't catch four, is going to win such a cool combo. I mean, it's a brand new Lexa 400XH. It's the high-speed reel, the 8-to-1. Brand new Lexa 400. With that is going to be an 8-foot Proteus rod, an 8-foot heavy. I mean, just a perfect combo for what's going on right now. We've been hearing about all this good yellowtail fishing that's going on up the beach, Orange County guys. That really good yellowfin tuna fishing that's going on for our 1-day and 3/4 day guys down here in San Diego. There's just a perfect rod and reel outfit for you. Brand new Lexa 400, brand new 8-foot Proteus heavy, and just so stoked to get to give that away, Mark. That was so generous of you and Daiwa to do for our guys. And if you want to get a shot at and what am I saying? 2 3-quarter day passes.
You get to take it fishing the 3/4 day boat out of Dana Wharf Sport Fishing.
Absolutely. And how cool from Wooly donating that to the prize. So a very, very cool prize pack.
Thanks to Daiwa. Thanks to Mark Mills for donating that.
Yeah. Cool. Well, very part of the deal. We've got to get people off fishing. Hey, give it a shot.
That's it. And your shot to go fishing 3/4 day at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. So if you want to get your shot at winning those great prizes, two ways you can reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup for the second hour. 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090.
All right, let's jump into those jam-packed phones, Rick.
You got it. Well, we got some very patient callers hanging on line. Let's talk to Jeff, who's calling us from Costa Mesa this morning. Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Good morning, fellas.
It's been a
few years. Yeah. Few years I've been calling, at least 25. It seems like 30, Pete.
That's cool, Jeff.
And I remember when, just brief history, you know, of course, Rock Cod in his diapers, his dad taking him. I don't know if he went to the landing first or the radio show. I'm pretty sure it was the landing.
Radio show first.
Mighty Mark Mills, as they used to call him down there, and he used to sell me tickets at Dana Wharf. I got into all his adventures, right, Mark?
Yes, sir. I totally remember you.
And this used to be Jeff from Huntington Beach.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
We revolved a couple different times. Yeah, it's kind of funny. My first reels that I ever fished with were Daiwa spinning reels before I got, you know, into conventional reels and learned how to use them. And just kind of funny. I used to a small world, and then used Shimano, of course, and in the days of Shimano, when I used to use them, the guys were into Newells and Jigmasters, and they would laugh at me and look at me, and then I had that Pink Andy on there, too. I used Gamagatsu hooks. They all laughed at me. And now look at the full circle, and here we are, right?
Yeah, that's funny. I was thinking the exact same thing, you know, exact same scenario, you know. And like I said, I was just going to focus a little bit more marketing now, and, you know, who knows where we're going to be.
Yeah, I think with you guys helping out here it's you're going to take
it. It'll be fun. It'll be a good ride. It'll be a good boxing match.
Yep. You bet. Hey, thanks a lot for all the years, Jeff. Appreciate your support of the show, and thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hey, we're coming up. It's the time is ticking down for your opportunity to come down on our 22nd annual Let's Talk Hook Up Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular Tournament in memory of our friend Lou Duchesne. It's sponsored by Statewide Stripes and Sport Fishing Financial. It's October 6th through the 10th at Palmas de Cortez. This is such a fun tournament, such a great time. And this year, the fishing, I can promise you, is going to be off the charts. Good. And we have $1,000 cash to give away thanks to those two great sponsors, Sport Fishing Financial and Statewide Stripes. $500 for the biggest tuna and $500 for the largest wahoo or dorado. And going to be a fun time. We're also going to have a pig roast on Sunday night for the award celebration on the beach there at Palmas de Cortez, sponsored by Rick at Sport Fishing Financial. It's going to be a fun time, and we have spots available. Very, very few. But if you want to join us for that big event, I think there's a couple of rooms left, October 6th through the 10th at Palmas de Cortez. Check BenWormerResorts.com or just give them a call, Eddie or Shannon. Tell them you want to be in the Let's Talk Hookup Tournament, and they'll set you up. 877-777-TUNA. Really good time. Good airfares, good fishing, good packages right now. And take advantage of that, because there's only a few spots left, and we always have a good time. We'd love to have you. If you've never been with us, we'd love to have you join us. So come on down to Palmas de Cortez, October 6th through the 10th. All the details on that trip, as well as all the trips, are always on our website, hookup1090.com. You go to the trips page, and you check out the trip. The descriptions are all our trips, all our Alaska trips, all our long-range trips, Palmas de Cortez, Rancho Llanero next year. All those are on our trips page, and you can get all the details right there.
All right. Hey, let's jump right back into these jam-packed phones. Talk to Bob calling us from Santee this morning. Hi, Bob. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Congratulations on your move there, Mark. I have both, you know, I have... most of us have way too much gear as it is. But,
no.
I have a Lexa, first generation Lexa 400, and I have two questions in regards to that.
Okay.
One, what's the difference between the new HD model and the first generation, and also the T-wing that they put on the Tatulas and the other ones? Is there any thought about putting that onto the larger reels for even better casting distance?
Okay, let me answer the first portion of it. So the difference between the regular Lexa and the Lexa HD is the HD, we add our CRBB, which is our corrosion-resistant ball bearings, and we kind of upgrade the handles on it, a little bit better power handle and kind of phone knob handle. So that's what kind of bumps it up in cost there a little bit. And on the T-Wing system, which we are discussing that right now and bringing that into a 300 or 400 size, I think it'll probably come down the road. We don't have it slated yet, but we know that we're working on thinking on doing that on that, which is amazing. It's such an awesome feature. It really is. You know, as I was with the other company, I don't think we really understood how well that feature works. And now that I've been bass fishing and using a lot on the Tatulas and some of the Steezes and stuff, it really allows you a lot more distance. But the big thing that what it really allows you to have is less backlashes. Because if you think the way when the line's coming off of your reel when you make your cast, on a regular circle level wind or even a cone-shaped level wind, when the line gets in the far angle, it slows that spool down, which causes that first initial portion of the backlash. And with that T-wing, when it's widened out like that, you don't get that ever. So you get a better consistency, better casting, and a lot more control. And matter of fact, when I was coming up here, how could I explain the control? I would say, compared to a standard level wind, that T-Wing will give you 25 to 35% more control and better distance.
Really?
And you can tighten up your reel a little bit more and still get the same distance.
And less backlash?
And almost no backlash. It allows us, actually, on the bass side, guys like to skip baits under docks throughout the country. And to skip a bait under a dock with a spinning reel is kind of what the go-to is. With this feature, it allows you to skip baits under the dock with a bait casting reel rather than a spinning reel. So it really changed the thing. Like anything, you always think you bring the prettiest girl to the party, then you get to the party and there's a couple hot chicks there, you know? But that's what it was. This was a really good feature. Once I understood it a little bit more and understood that, it worked well. So I'm glad that you were thinking that with Lexa, because that T-Wing would make an awesome 300 and 400 size with a great feature on it.
Very good. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate that very much. Thanks for the call this morning. Ron Lane! Fast Lane Kayaks. What's up,
hey,
Ron?
Good morning, guys. All my favorite fishermen in one spot. I can't believe it.
Yeah, buddy.
Ron. How are you?
Good, man.
Hey, I got a question. I'm calling in with a question. And the question is we're talking secret weapons now.
Secret
weapons. How come that Daiwa SP Minnow works so well?
We talked about you earlier in the show.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I was so tickled with that thing. Your buddy Chris loaned me one in Cedros, and oh my God, I'm convinced it's the best secret weapon ever.
What color were you fishing? What color?
It was the gold one with the little spot, sort of a sardine color.
Oh, kind of like a bunker style. Okay, I gotcha. Yeah, that blue one, the blue sardine, is a really good color too.
Well, I've got them all now.
Oh, okay. Well, right on. I like where your head's at.
Hey, congratulations, Pete, on a great show and a great run. Got so many great memories with Let's Talk Hookup. I mean, you guys are amazing.
Thanks.
I love having groups of guys fox fishing. It gives me goosebumps.
Oh, thanks. Of course, you were on the trip with us with Bryce Miller on Wednesday when we caught all that yellowfin, and he wrote that article in the page 3 of the sports section of the San Diego Union once again today.
Fun was it seeing his eyes when that first tuna took off? With
oh, when that thing came tight. Oh, my, yeah, his first tuna. And he's such a good guy. And for those of you that don't get the San Diego Union, you can read it online, sandiegouniontribune.com, or you can go to our Facebook page, and I posted a link to that, our Facebook page. You can read, no matter where you are, you can read that article. But really nice. Mentions Ron Lane, who was with us there, and a good story about Bryce yesterday when we were having a chat. He was saying, well, Ron, or no, I think it was on the boat, we were saying, well, Ron, how did you get involved with the show? And it was kind of just through Dana Landing and Steve Pinard right there.
Well, you took a liking to my son, Jared. And
yeah.
You had Jared on the show when he was a little kayak fishing grommet. And,
catching big white sea bass off a Hobie kayak.
I remember catching pressure sharks.
I'm listening to the show, and my son's on the show, and I'm going, oh, my goodness, the kid sounds all grown up.
Yeah. And now, Ron, our real friend, we've found the fountain of youth. He's introduced me to the fountain of youth, stand-up paddle and the surf, and just all that stuff. So,
just listening to the heritage here just gets me excited to go fishing. That's what you're all about.
Well, let's go, man. Let's go tomorrow.
All right, I'm
okay,
in.
Let's go. All right. Thanks, Ron, for the call. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, guys. And
see
Mark,
you,
keep at it. You're doing great.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it, Ron. You're awesome.
See ya.
All right, very good.
All right, well, let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Rich, calling us from Camarillo this morning. Hi, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, gentlemen. Congratulations to Rick and Pete for your 25 years of quality service there on the radio, and I've always enjoyed getting up in the morning and listening to it since way back when Rick was manning the phones. My question is, I inherited a GS60 Daiwa reel that's mint condition. I don't think it ever has been used or line put on it. Would that reel be able to fish some light tuna and yellowtail fishing?
Yeah, you could definitely use that for that. I'm trying to think of the 60 size. It's a fairly mid-sized reel. Probably put somewhere around 65 Power Pro or something on that, if I'm not mistaken. And you could definitely, you know, utilize that. Or, you know, you can do in the next scenario is that put it online. It may be worth quite a bit of money and get something that's new out there. I mean, literally, I mean, there's a lot of things that you can do. If it has sentimental value, I completely understand it. But if not, you know, some of the new stuff that's making is so much better than the old stuff,
yeah.
You know.
What's better about Daiwa spinning reels today than there was back then?
You know what? In all actuality, there's a lot of different stuff. We have a feature now on a lot of our, especially Saltus and stuff, like our MagSeal, which is kind of we have MagSeal bearings, we have MagSeal, which is a magnetic oil that actually allows water not to travel down the shaft into the gearing or into the one-way roller bearing. Some of the bearings that we have now, we use our MagSeal oil that actually the center raceway is magnetized and the oil is magnetized, so it allows water not to protrude into the bearings. So there's a lot of different things. We add to our digi gear. We've got a lot of really unique features, and when it comes to the spinning gear, I think we have probably the smoothest rotation right now in the in the industry when it comes to spinning gear, you know, even on our high-end models, you know. We just came out with a new BG, which is an affordable reel, great for this year where most guys don't fish a lot of spinning tackle on the West Coast, but they could get an 8,000 size BG for, you know, $129. They want to spend a little bit more saltus.
And you can catch a tuna?
And catch a tuna at $299 on that range. So there's some opportunity, I'm sorry, $229 in that range. So, you know, you may not want to invest a lot of money because who knows how long this tuna is going to be here. But if it shows up next year, it's at a good, affordable price to go catch some fish.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we jump right back into the phones and talk to John, who's calling us from Huntington Beach. Hey, John, welcome to the show.
Morning, John.
Hey, good morning, guys. Been listening to you guys many years, and like a lot of the callers, I really appreciate the opportunity to get a fix. You know, fishing has been kind of a passion of mine, and as most of the callers, you know, we yearn to get that fix every now and then, and if we can get it over the radio, it's really nice to get it over the airwaves. But
thank you.
I did come up with a question. I was thinking about the Daiwa products and wondered if you had any recommendations for you know, the smaller tuna or the albacore kind of size gear.
You know what? In November, we launched actually at ICAST our new Saltiga reel, which is a machined aluminum reel. It literally is awesome. You can do it in a 20 size, a 30 or a 35 size for any of the tuna that we're catching out here now or probably even down the road. I think for a star drag reel, and I'm a star drag fan. I like it better than a lever drag. It's going to be a great reel. You know, right now you can step into our older Saltiga or Saltis, but if you can hold back a few months until we get into November, December timeframe, or Fred Hall coming down the road here, you got to see this reel. I think you're going to really, really like it. Cosmetically, it's beautiful, and I've been fishing it. Backlashing is very minimal with the centrifugal brake system that it has on it. It's smoother than any star drag right now on the market. So, yeah, I think you're going to like it a lot.
Oh, that sounds great. What was the name of it again?
It's a Saltiga, and, you know, when you can go down to Fisherman's Landing or local tackle store coming down the road here in the next few months and determine if you want a 20 size, a 30, or a 35. It's kind of up to your preference. And talk to the experts there at the tackle stores. They'll tell it to you. But it should be shipping in November.
Fantastic.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Let's jump right back in. This time we're going to talk to Mike, who's calling us from Torrance this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Mark. Hey, Ricky. How you guys doing today?
Good morning, buddy.
Happy 25 years to you. I've been listening since the early days with Marty and love it. It's a big part of my weekend mornings and my wife's too, and she loves that.
Thank you.
Hey, I want to give you guys a report from the Prowler last weekend. I went out with Buzz, and we hooked about 50 of those big bluefin. We got 16 to the boat. Maybe five of them had to be pulled in by the deckhands because they were so big.
Wow.
I got my personal best in 80.
Nice.
I lost another one to the searcher that was 300 yards away. Lines got tangled. Didn't matter. All the boats were hooking up. The Royal Polaris was there, and the American Angler. Must have been over 100 boats in the local area. And how lucky are we to have fishing like that in our backyard? It's incredible. I just want to say thanks a lot for your show.
All right. That's a nice report. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Yeah, people have been able to catch their fish of a lifetime.
Seriously.
Here.
Yeah.
This year.
You ever think that we were ever going to catch fish like that, like, 2 years in a row,
right crazy.
Like right here, like at times 2 miles off the beach, and sometimes it go figure.
Yeah.
From May to present, you've had a shot at catching a fish over 100 pounds within 30 miles of San Diego all year long. Every single trip you went out, you had a legit shot at catching a tuna over 100 pounds.
Yeah, no kidding.
Pretty darn cool.
Yeah.
Hey, with that, we're gonna find out. Talking about catching big fish right now, man, who's been on the big ones, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, is on the line. Good morning, Dave.
Morning.
Yo, Dave.
Hey, good morning, you guys. Good morning.
Yo, Dave. Yay.
What up, buddy?
Pick me up, Dave.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, we got you in and out there.
I'm out here on Desperation Reef trying to catch a big bluefin right now, so I'm doing the best I can.
All right, well, we got you loud now. Dave, how's the fishing?
Oh, good. Hey, it's a little bit slow this morning. We've been hampered by this wind. The wind is just absolutely relentless. It will not give up here. We had fairly good fishing 2 days ago. I got on those numbers that Pete put out on Fish Dope the other day, and I got really good yellowfin fishing 40 miles from Dana Point on down to the 9 there. Thanks you, Pete, for that. That yellowfin wants to bite down there, guys. It's just the wind has been blowing for 2 days. I know there were some pretty decent counts yesterday for the boats that got lucky. If this wind ever stops blowing, though, hold on to your hats, guys. That yellowfin's going to go crazy. There's so much fish down there on the beach right outside of your harbor down there, Rick and Pete. It's pretty cool stuff. It's going to be a spectacular September and a great October. Not like it hasn't been phenomenal all year, but that stuff's setting up to be just an incredible fall down there. So all I can tell you guys, like I've been saying the whole season, is you just got to go fishing. Like Rick said, we've had a chance to catch a 100-pound bluefin since May, so the end of April. So if you haven't gone out yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. You better go fishing.
Yeah, and Dave, how's the Navy reopened that area? Desperation, I know it was closed the last couple of days. It's reopened now, so that'll take some of that pressure off of the local yellowfin bite back over to catch those big bluefin. Is it open and going to stay open, Dave?
Yeah, it's open today. There's probably 35 boats out here on the reef right now. So, yeah, it's open. They opened it up this morning. Last night we all stayed out of the cove, but they opened it up this morning, and everybody's parked out there.
All right. Well, we hope you catch them,
yeah,
Dave.
Yeah, get them, Dave.
And, of course, Dave will have that report on fishdope.com later on, and you know, Dave and all the guys are posting the numbers. You got to have fishdope.com if you want to be in the know, whether you're on a sport boat or a private boat, what tackle to take, the proper line size, hook size, etc. He's got it all at fishdope.com. Save $20 right now on a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. One word, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. And Dave, want to go fishing with you? What's the story?
Hey, you guys can give me a call at 949-374-0786. And just like Pete just said a minute ago, Fish Dope's crucial if you're doing this, if you're going fishing, because the reason I called those yellowfin the other day was because Pete was nice enough to say where he was at, and that's kind of where I started my day, and I got lucky and caught some fish. But I couldn't get a hold of Pete that night because it was too late. But I went on Fish Dope because it's open 24 hours a day, and I was able to find out where he was.
Wow. Credit from Dave Hansen.
The Dave Hansen.
How about that? Thanks, Dave. Hey, good luck out there,
you got
Dave.
I'll talk to you guys next week. Later, man.
All right, very good.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cook Up coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Cook Up on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, 4-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
The Southwest Council of the International Federation of Fly Fishers invites anyone and everyone to its annual fly fishing fair Friday, October 14th through Sunday, October 16th in Bishop, California. Pick from a stacked list of seminars, events, and classes offered by some of the biggest experts in the region on fly tying, fly casting, and fly fishing techniques tailored for beginner and experienced anglers alike. And while you're at it, spend some time on the water at local hotspots with some of the area's top guides while learning innovative techniques and practices. Mark your calendar now for October 14th to the 16th at the Tri-County Fairgrounds in Bishop. Registration opens October 14th at southwestcouncil.org. Tickets are $15 for individuals and $20 for families, good for all 3 days. Check the website for lodging and information and more. southwestcouncil.org or the links page at hookup1090.com. See you in October in the heart of the Eastern Sierra.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course, I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, vote California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I've had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones have been absolutely packed the entire show. This is literally a line open? Yeah, literally the first line we've had open since the show started. If you want it, never mind, it's gone. Yeah. It was available at 877-792-1090.
All right, keep trying. You'll get through for sure. Hey, on the line right now, April Montero, who is heading a great event coming up at the Valley High on Monday, October the 10th. It's called Operation Soldier's Gratitude. Good morning, April.
Hey, good morning, Pete. Thanks for having me on the show.
You bet. Of course.
Good morning.
Tell us about this big fundraiser.
Okay. Well, Operation Soldier's Gratitude is a fundraising event hosted by our son, Chris Montero. And I think a lot of your listeners will remember back in 2012, Captain Ray Montero, my husband, and Chris is our son, was severely injured in Afghanistan. And so this event that we're having 4 years later is hosted by Chris, and it's founded on the principle of paying it forward to two incredible organizations, Homes for Our Troops and Sentinels of Freedom Scholarship Foundation, that have done so much for him and others who have been severely injured since 2003 in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Wow, that's so great.
Awesome,
now,
April.
So what's the night going to be? I see it's going to be Master of Ceremonies, Rusty Nails, great guy, and Nathan Fletcher is going to be there. You got a lot of dignitaries and some amazing food. I mean, unbelievable. I mean, you got Sushi on the Roll. Jeff's going to be there.
Cool.
Sushi's the master man, and Tommy Gomes, Kathleen Offshore is going to be there. You got Robin from Cupcake Squared there, and one of the things that really signaled out on the list there, April, was Carnitas Snack Shack. Man, that place is
so good.
It is so good. But a ton of food and a ton of great prizes, right?
Yes. You know, we've had Chris put together an incredible organizing committee for this, and everybody has just really stepped up, went out into the community. And everyone that we've asked to be a part of this big event, without hesitation, has said, I'm in. So Tommy Gomes has put together some of the finest chefs throughout San Diego. We're going to have 10 to 15 specialty food stations serving up all kinds of really great food. We've got Bitter Brothers Brewing Company is going to be serving up the beer on that. And we've got the entire sport fishing community that is just, we've got trips coming in. Frank Lopresti stepped up. He was the first one and said, I'm in. He's got an eight-day trip on the Shogun we're going to be raffling off or auctioning off. We've got trips on the American Angler, the Prowler, the San Diego out of Seaforth, the Premier out of H&M, and many, many more boats, the Vagabond, the Searcher, the Malahini. Fred and Michelle Huber have they're giving up a Twilight Bay fishing trip for 40 people on board the Daily Devil.
Wow, that's so cool.
We've got tons of lures, lines, reels. I mean, it's going to be an amazing night for anyone that's, you know, involved in sport fishing. I look at it as it's going to be just a big party, like old home week with everyone getting together.
Oh, for sure. And at the greatest location in the world, the Ballyhi, right there on Shelter Island in San Diego. And that's such a great spot. 6 to 10 p.m. on Monday, October the 10th. And how do we get tickets? Tickets are $50 only, and the proceeds go to benefit.
Yeah, you know, it's an incredible deal. You know, all of your food. We have two great bands that are playing, San Diego's own Ass Pocket Whiskey Fellas. They just played last night at the House of Blues downtown.
Sweet.
But they do some pretty incredible Irish folk, bluegrass, rock and roll, and their original kind of hand over fist style. So they're going to really be bringing a lot of energy to the event. And and you had mentioned Nathan Fletcher is going to be our guest speaker. For those who know Nathan, he's a veterans advocate, and he's also a former California assemblyman. And tickets, you can get them online. You can go to soldiersgratitude.org or find us on Facebook.
All right.
At Soldiers Gratitude, and follow the links for the tickets. And I also want to mention that we have an early bird ticket promotion going on until midnight on September 15th. So purchase your tickets early and be entered to win a chance for a 1.5-day trip on board the Prowler, thanks to Buzz.
Wow. And that's if you buy your tickets before midnight on September 15th, you'll be entered in that. But only the people that buy their tickets before that will be entered. So $50 each, $450 for a table of 10. So buy a table of 10, support Operation Soldiers Gratitude, along with Chris Montero and the Montero family there and all the people and all the soldiers. Great way to show your respect for the troops there, especially on this day, 9/11, for sure. So, April, thank you very much for all
that you're
doing
there. Yeah, and if I can
help
out, April, real quick, because I just saw that you hit me on Facebook. I'll get a hold of you, and if we can donate something on the Daiwa side, I'm happy to help out.
Oh, Mark, thank you so much.
I just got your Facebook message as we're sitting here in the office here, and I look down. So I'll help you out where I can.
All right. Really appreciate it. Thanks so much, guys.
You're welcome.
Thanks, April. Thanks for all your hard work, too. Appreciate that
very much.
Thank
you.
All right.
All right. Well, the phone lines are packed up. I know everybody's excited to talk to Mark, so why don't we jump right back into it? And this time, we're going to talk to Hollis. Connell's from El Cajon. Good morning, Hollis. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Hollis.
Good morning, you guys. Again, congratulations on an awesome 25 years. I think I've been listening and calling in for the last 20 or so.
Awesome.
So I love the show. Listen to it every weekend I can. Then two questions for you. I'm getting ready to buy a new setup. I want to get a two-speed, a nice reel. I'm probably going to go to Rick and go buy it. So figuring out what kind of setup that would be good for pretty much all around, you know, big fish.
Like,
you know, regular yellowtail fishing.
Everything
and
from
then,
yellowtail to big fish. I don't think there is a setup like that, is
no,
there?
No, it's like, can I have that golf club that I can putt, drive, chip with? No.
That's why you carry an entire bag.
But there's a few that can cross over there.
So
Ricky knows.
Give us and a take on the dive.
I was just going to say, I can fill this part in, is that Hollis, I know, mostly a private boat guy, fishes from like a 25 or 26-foot boat, right? Mostly tuna, yellowtail, offshore, that kind of thing, Hollis?
Yeah, yeah.
So knowing that, Mark, what's a guy going to get?
You know, you can go with one of the Saltiga or Saltis 20, well, actually a 30 or a 40, depending on where you want to be. Out here, I like 50-pound. A lot of guys do the 65. I think that the 50 is just a little smaller.
Wait, you your 10-pound Mark Mills, though.
Well, I always go down a little bit, not quite 10, but I like a little lighter line because it's tough to break, man. I don't. How often do you break your main line? You know. I mean, you know, now granted, what I'm fly lining in monofilament or fluorocarbon, that could be different. But I usually like a braided, you know, line that's a little bit lighter than most. So. But yeah, you can look at a Saltis or Saltiga depending on your price point range, in the 2-speed model, and probably a 30 or 40 size would be great for you.
There you go, Hollis. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, how about we jump right back in and talk to Kenny, calling from Hawaiian Gardens. Hi, Kenny. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Kenny.
Hey, morning, guys. I got a spinning reel question for Daiwa there. They have stuff that's compared to, like, the Saragossas and stuff for the Shimano stuff.
Introduced at ICAST this year out in Orlando, the new Saltiga, the new Saltis, which would fall into that category. You're looking at $199 to $229 price point range, and it's absolutely gorgeous. It fishes really well. We've been doing a lot of testing. Actually, Dana Warf's been doing a lot of testing for me on that, on the boats. So I've been putting boats on there, reels on there for the rental crew, and it's been holding up really good. Like I said, the new Saltis is awesome. It's got MagSeal, which allows a lot less water, practically no water, to travel down into the one-way roller bearing, so you'll have very little failure there. We probably have one of the best bail systems in the industry that doesn't fail on you, and it's got MagSeal bearings on both sides of the main gear. So I would see that. That's starting to ship here this month. I don't think they have them yet. But you can jump into that category. Depending, we make it from a smaller 2,500 size up to our 8,000 size that would fish 65 without a problem.
Awesome.
All right. Very good. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
I want to throw one testament out to you guys making a good product, and it just jarred my memory when you said that you've had the guys at Dana Wharf testing them out, is the rental department for all the half-day reels at Fisherman's Landing are using Daiwa Seagates. And if there's... there's a torture test to how a reel can hold up, it's putting them in the hands of the rental fleet out there, and those things are working awesome.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Matter of fact, that's one of the things when I came over that said, hey, this is an opportunity to get that product out on the boats every day, sun, no sun, hosing down, salt water. It's a great test.
No doubt about that.
That's cool. Hey, look who's on the line, Mark Wheeler from Encinitas 4. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Petey. Hey, I wanted to congratulate you and Rock Todd and all the team there on your 25th anniversary.
Thanks, Mark.
And my, how time flies.
My,
I remember when Rock Todd was skinny.
Well, and I got to tell you, without Mark Wheeler and his support, when he was skinny, without Mark Wheeler and his support through the San Diego County Ford dealers, I don't know that we could, frankly, I don't know that we could have made it, because Ford has stepped up big time. It's been a huge supporter to support the monster that is the Mighty 1090 here, and it is great that Ford has been there, and I drive Ford, my wife drives a Ford, and that's the other benefit too, is being representing a great product like Ford. You get to drive them, and they're the best there is.
Well, that's great, because, you know, when you go to the landings and you go to the tackle stores and you go to the marinas, what do you see?
That's
you
right.
See the Ford product that's so well represented with the fishing community. So we're always great to sponsor and be part of that. And I remember about 27 years ago when you had a little thicker hatch up top, Pete comes in my office and he goes, Mark, I got this great idea. He goes, I'm gonna do a radio show. Oh, great, Pete. What are you gonna talk about? Fishing. I go, Pete, you're a blow boater. You got a sailboat. You live in Vista. You can't be a fisherman talk show host. And so I'm kind of giving him the support. You know, oh yeah, that's great, Pete. Okay, well, good luck on that. And here you are, 25 years later, and my
end
of
the
guy that has to go on all this field research, Pete.
That's right.
Right.
That's what it is, man.
Exactly.
You know that. It's my job.
You wouldn't want to buy a car from a guy that doesn't drive. You know, you don't want to get information from a guy that don't fish.
Yeah, there you go, Wheels.
There you go. Rock Todd gets the winter comment this morning.
That's it. Well, you know, it's been a great run. And, yeah, I knew Mark well before we ever started Let's Talk Hookup from Ensign News 4. I believe you were sales manager for Red Ritchie back then.
That's correct.
Yeah. That's and then cool, Mark really. Bought the dealership, and it's been a great run. And now he's a hardcore boater. He's got a gorgeous, gorgeous Michelson 57 and a new one on order.
Right? Yeah, baby.
Yeah, that'll be fun. We're putting one together.
Yeah. But yeah, just put a little
bit. Put a little bit together
little
there.
Little
yeah.
one together
Easy.
There over.
Together.
Yeah, that's going to be fun,
Can't
Mark.
Wait, Wheels.
Yeah, that's, yeah. We'll go fishing on that, okay?
Let's go.
Yeah. You know, the other thing, I'm, you know, with the, buying the new boat and being a twin older diesel engine, Mark has been a tremendous advisor on my boat, my Pacifica Field Research, and he knows his stuff.
No doubt.
He knows what he's doing down in that engine room. So if you go buy a Ford product from Encinitas Ford and Mark Wheeler, the bonus is you get to talk diesel engines on a boat with them.
So. love to do that. Yeah. That's the passion.
Yeah.
Well, as Ford, well as the Ford product.
A Ford diesel engine pulls my boat, and I wouldn't ever have it any other way.
That's for sure. I got the new 17 diesel Super Duty aluminum body, and it is unbelievable. It's like nuclear powered.
That's cool.
Mark Wheeler, Ensign News 4. Thanks, Mark, for all your years of support. We appreciate it.
We appreciate you, Pete, and Rock Todd and the whole team. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Bye. Mark. God, he was nice today, wasn't he?
For Wheeler. For,
yeah,
Wheeler.
For Wheeler,
he was very nice. Yes.
Yeah.
Very
wow.
few hair comments, very few weight comments,
yeah.
very few, like, you can't fish, I'm better. Yeah.
yeah.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
Best behavior, Wheeler. You must have been doing something right over the last 25
yeah,
years.
Yeah, kinder, gentler Wheeler. Yeah.
Hey, let's jump back into the phones because they are packed solid. Let's talk to Jeffrey calling us from Rosarito this morning. Hi, Jeffrey. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, everyone. And congratulations, Pete, on 25 years of support to the fishing community and all your team members and sponsors past and present.
Thanks, Jeff.
You need to keep up the good work, and for all the listeners out there, me included, need to get behind CCA and fight the jihadists that are against fishing and concentrating more fishermen in smaller areas. And hopefully, maybe in 10 years, some of these areas that we've lost will be opened up. And as a coincidence, Mount Soledad now is a veterans memorial. They can't close it down because of the crush.
Yeah,
there you go.
That's cool. There you go. It can be done.
Yep.
You bet. Jeffrey, good message. Thanks a lot for the support. Appreciate the call.
All right. How about next up we talk to Harry. He's calling us from La Jolla this morning. Good morning, Harry.
Harry.
Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Harry.
Good morning. Like everyone else, I want to congratulate you, Pete, on the last time that you've been on the air. I just wish I had discovered you guys a lot sooner because I missed quite a few of the first years you were broadcasting. I have the good fortune of having fished with all three of you guys, and I have to tell you, not only are you pleasant to be around, but you're very informative.
We're on best behavior.
Yeah.
Mark, I have a quick one. My,
yes, sir.
My latest acquisition is the Saltis, the BG 50H.
Uh-huh.
And it's incredible. I love that large star drag the connection there.
Right.
And the fact that it has the clicking mechanism where you can go right back to where you were the previous fishing trip.
Oh. I'm trying to figure out.
On the star drag, you mean?
On the star drag?
On the star drag, yes.
Oh, okay. I see what you know what you mean. Yeah, it's like I said, that's a great reel for us. We sell a lot of those. And it's at a reasonable cost range too. So, you know, that's a lot of it too. You know, we make a really good price point reel at a for a lot of guys at a good rational cost.
Great
yeah.
reel sub $200.
Yeah, right in that range, you know. And it's an anodized reel, so it's not painted, so it doesn't scratch on you, and it's a workhorse too. You know, step up from Seagate, but it's another really good workhorse reel.
There you go. Hey, Harry, thanks for all
your
support, and always a pleasure going fishing with you. We appreciate that.
All right, let's jump right back in. Talk to Richard. He's calling us from Monrovia this morning. Hi, Richard. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, Mark, you finally bought into the Daiwa thing after me 20 years ago selling it to you.
Yeah, exactly. As that, you know, it was one of those things. I had to drink the coffee there on that. But, yes, it's good stuff.
It's been a long time, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Hey, your SLZ-40, it's got some rubber gaskets around the bearings and the drag washers in the kayak. That's the best thing for me for keeping saltwater penetrating. What else do you recommend now with the newer products for fishing the kayak where you're getting dunked in the ocean a lot?
You know what? You know, we're looking at some really unique features coming down the road, preferably, hopefully, in a completely water-sealed reel. When you get into that category and you get into the thicker rubber features, you get a lot of resistance, so we're looking at some new stuff. Our MagSeal system is a benefit to that. However, it's not waterproof. Nothing that we make yet is waterproof. And I know, I was a kayak guy, all those times we go to take a fish off and you look over the side of the boat and the reel's 2 feet under the water. But we're looking at some new stuff. But the MagSeal right now is probably going to assist keeping the water out of the splashing. But nothing that we make is completely waterproofed as of yet. But who knows what you might see coming down the road.
Oh,
well, you got to be careful because you get into the waterproof stuff, then it gets into a lot of resistance and the handles don't turn. So we've got some unique ideas on what to do. And what happens when you put a reel underwater is you build pressure into the reel, so water does trap in. So we've got some stuff that we've been working on with our designers. So I'm excited about it.
That's cool.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Gus, who's calling us from Burbank. Hi, Gus. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yo, Ricky. Yo, Pete. Yo, Mark.
Word
hey,
up.
Gus. Hey, I have to say happy anniversary to, and, you know, 25 years is a silver anniversary.
Silver. So you're going to send me a bunch of silver coins, Gus?
Maybe that's just his hair.
Maybe some silver salmon?
Salmon, maybe, yeah.
There you go.
Smoke
there
silver
you go.
Salmon.
I'm making silver salmon today.
Nice.
Beautiful. I'm smoking up a whole batch of silver salmon.
I like it. I like it.
You know, on a silver platter, maybe.
Very nice,
awesome,
Gus.
Thank you. That's very
nice. The first time I called in to Let's Talk Hookup, a guy by the name of Big Tuna Bill answered the phone.
Uh-huh.
Does that sound familiar?
Uh-huh.
No?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Well, and they put me on hold, and the show's finished without me getting on.
And, well, you made it this time, Gus.
Yeah.
I called the next week, and I complained. I said, hey, you put me on hold. I never got off for an hour. I waited. He said, I'm going to take care of that. And he made me the winner of the day.
Oh,
I don't know
isn't
how
that to... nice. All right. Gus, well, thanks a lot for all your years of support. We appreciate your call and especially appreciate your smoked salmon.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming to you. We're going to find out who's winning that awesome package, a brand-new Lexa 400XH, a brand-new 8-foot Proteus rod, and 2 3-quarter-day trips headed to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. How cool is that? More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Yellowtail and bluefin are here now, and it's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle tough fish like these is Terramar from Shimano. The secret? TC4 construction. That delivers a rod that is light and sensitive, yet tough and powerful. Shimano Terramar should be your next rod. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best inventory in the country of Terramar rods and the experts to help you select them. Visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. From a half-day trip on the Dolphin, overnight trips, and soon, 3-quarter-day island trips on the Liberty, you can count on Fisherman's Landing to deliver the best. Check the website for all that is going on or call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. Book now at fishermanslanding.com.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and 3-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
This is Ron from Fast Lane Kayaking in Mission Bay. When it comes to Hobie kayaks and kayak fishing, nobody does it better than my guys at Fast Lane. Our massive 5,500 square foot location is loaded with Hobie hands-free Mirage Drive kayaks. Plus, we've got Salty Gear clothing and lots of fishing accessories for kayaks. What makes our location special is we offer free demo rides. You can come down and try before you buy. Take a new Hobie Eclipse out on the water, Mirage Drive kayak, or stand-up paddleboard. We want you to find your fun on the water. A family-owned and operated for almost four decades at Dana Landing across from SeaWorld on Mission Bay. Check out FastLaneKayaking.com.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, El Gato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivera Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
XSPRF 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here. San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner of the mega package, including a brand new Lexa 400 XH, a brand new 8-foot Proteus heavy rod, and 2 3-quarter day trips going fishing with a man, Captain Brian Woolley, out of Dana War Sport Fishing. Entire grand prize package going to Hollis in El Cajon. Hollis, congratulations. You are so stoked with that new outfit.
Wow. Thank you, Mark Mills.
Hey,
thanks
no
to
problem.
Thanks to Diowa and
cool,
the guys
man.
Over there carrying the, and such. Sure appreciate your support and all the years you've been with us here to celebrate. It's so appropriate to celebrate our 25th
totally.
Anniversary with this guy sitting here. Mr. Excitement himself, Mark Mills.
Well, hey, Pete, I just want to say in and up here, thank you for 25 years. I've been part of it. It's been awesome. And you've done something amazing in the industry, and you got to be definitely proud of that, both of you guys. So keep it up. Keep it going. And, hey, whoever wins that combo, maybe I'll see him out on the boat, Facebooking him. Maybe I'll get out there and do a little fishing with him. That'd be awesome.
Wow, that is so cool. Well,
yeah.
In the meantime, if somebody wants more info on Daiwa,
you go to Daiwa.com. Check us out on Facebook as well, or just get on the website. Or, like I said, Facebook me, and I can get you any information that you need to know or any of your local dealers.
Cool. Thanks, Mark.
No problem.
For being
thanks,
here
guys.
Today.
Thanks for having
Thank
me.
Thank you for all the years of great support you've given Let's Talk Hookup. And Rock God Rick, thank you
thank
for
you,
what
buddy.
You do for Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks to Adam. Thanks to Ryan. Thanks to all the people that support Let's Talk Hookup for 25 years. I'll tell you what. Let's do another 25. Let's start year 26 next weekend. You know, I want to throw out to a big thank you to Jim Sheehan here at the Mighty 1092. Jim is my man here at the Mighty 1090. He does the job for me and keeps us on the air here at this Southern California sports powerhouse, the Mighty 1090. We're very proud to be here on this awesome station. So next week, year 26 starts with the lobster guru himself, Jim Salazar from Promar.
Cool.
How about that? It's lobster season already. Can you believe that? October 1st is lobster season.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. How about that? And Jim Salazar will be here to talk about lobster fishing the next Sunday. Captain Ryan Bastian from the San Diego. That's going to be a great show, too. Thanks for listening today. Thanks for all your support. And we'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090. Remind.